Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis. Hello?
Yes, Dennis, please.
This is him.
Dennis, this is Paul Andrew, pastor of St. Stephen Baptist Church in Houston. How are you?
Great, Paul. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Dennis. I'm just we're in three different states, and we're scrambling trying to see what it is that's needed to get this finalized. I thought we were settled on yesterday, but obviously I guess some questions have come up at the last minute.
Yeah, my underwriting department decided to throw some curveballs at us, but I'm waiting to get clarification to see if I can just get an email from you and Rosalyn stating that you guys are aware of the loan and that you're comfortable with it as well. I understand that might be the easiest way to do it. Tell you what, this is your number, correct? So I'll write this down right now. Is this the best number to reach you on right now?
It is.
I appreciate you guys working so hard with me. I thought we were done yesterday, too. We got the signed loan documents, and apparently they pulled the Secretary of State, and the way the name is on the Secretary of State is different than what is on the business license. So they had to go with the Secretary of State, but they made an exception in this case. So now we just need to get the bank statements for June, just the month to date. And Rosalyn's working on that for me right now. And then I'm trying to get clarification on the letter here as well. But I'm
right, because we're not in a place for what we can do, like letterhead. Yeah. I mean, we can certainly send three different emails.
Right.
You know, that'll come from verifiable email accounts that you guys have been using. I mean, I'm calling you from the number that I got off the email that I got from you. You know, so they're verifiable accounts. You know,
right.
And I'm on my way back, heading back to get to the office now, just to see what we got to do to take care of that, because we were trying to just get this settled so we can get moving. And the reason the urgency is because, and we're off next week because it's the 4th of July.
Right.
And we can get some of the work done.
Absolutely. That'd be a perfect time. My goal is to try to get this done for you guys today, actually. So.
Okay. So are we still looking at that? And that's the reason why, because, you know, obviously contractors are not going to do anything until they know, you know, they can do this or whatever. But by us being down next week, then it doesn't impede us. It doesn't stop a service. It doesn't, you know, it just doesn't do that stuff. And then we can get some of the stuff done, and then we'll be in a better position. So that's the reason why we're trying to get it plugged in, because obviously tomorrow is it. And then on Tuesday, folks want to come in and get busy.
No, absolutely. No, I'm with you 100% on that.
Okay. So we're waiting on, so it's the bank statement. That's just to make sure that we're, you know, and you know, I think those numbers are up, you know. We're nonprofits that we run to the level of whatever that we run to, but I think there's around 130,000 thus far this month, something like that. I mean, so we're in a position to do that, but it's the letter that we're waiting on. Is that what it is?
Well, the right, just, and I told Rosalyn she could just take a picture with her smartphone and text me the print screens for the bank statements. They just want to see that there's no other funds taken out so that we don't overextend the company or the church, I mean. But, yeah, that's what I'm waiting on as far as that goes. That should be
so
easy.
So when you say no other funds taken out, you mean just normal type stuff that we do. We have to pay people. We have light, gas, water. We had to fix some air conditioners and that maintenance stuff, you know, because the stuff that we have. So when you say no other money, you mean other than those kinds of things?
Right. No, what I actually mean is just a loan like comparable to one that we're doing right now. Just to make sure there wasn't another loan that was taken out.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Because otherwise, we don't want to overextend the company. So,
sure.
I know you guys haven't. It's just I have to prove that to my underwriters, unfortunately.
I understand. And so once we get the bank statements over there to you and get the letters, are we still looking today, tomorrow? Do you think we can do that, or do I need to?
I'm trying to push it for today for you guys, actually, so that it's
okay. I got you.
Otherwise, you know, we do have tomorrow, but I'd like to get it done for you here so that the funds will be taken out tomorrow.
That'll be good, and that way we can do supplies and all that kind of stuff. Okay. All right. Well, Dennis, I'll let you get back to your business. If you could just, between us, let us know, because I'm headed back now so I can do my part to get the stuff in there, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. I'll talk with you soon.
Okay, sounds good. You too.
All right.